They are something from another dimension.
I have seen footage, all right, of these things that appear to be phasing in and out. What I mean by phasing is they are there, and then part of the crystal disappears, and then the other part comes back in. Whether it's from another dimension, I can't even answer that one. I'm just telling you what I've seen.
This theory is not without precedent. Author and scientist Carl Sagan once said, if a fourth dimensional creature existed, it could, in our three-dimensional universe, appear and dematerialize at will.
Theoretically possible for beings to cross between dimensions? Well, theoretically, yes.
Time is used very frequently by physicists to represent a fourth dimension, especially since the work of Einstein in relativity theory,
where we want to study phenomena, and the phenomena are events. You have three dimensions of space and one dimension of time. The classic analogy to understand dimensions higher than our own goes back to Edwin Abbott in 1884.
He wrote the book Flatland. Flatland is a two-dimensional world, like the surface of a still pond.
And one of the key things in that two-dimensional world, in the story, is a visitation from a creature from a higher dimension. A higher dimension is Spaceland, and you have a beach ball that's ready to come through Flatland. When it does, A square, the area of Flatland,
just sees the intersection of the sphere with the plane. He sees a circle. He recognizes circles. He's familiar with those in his world. but a circle that appears mysteriously and then disappears
is something that is very hard for him to explain.
Don't know why this has happened to me.
Sisters.